Well, so thanks for being here. I had help because I have, I wish you all could see this, but look at these. Can you see these pages? This is old school, and I've marked and crossed and added, and God knows if I can figure out what I actually did here. So I had Marnie, because you're used to PowerPoints, and I actually like being able to see if somebody's talking about something, what they have it up there. So she did PowerPoints for me, and then Jill back there. Jill, wave your hand. So I'll be saying probably Jill. I'll probably be saying flip, flip, flip. That's probably my word or something like that. By point three, I'll forget the word flip. It'll be something else. But anyway, so when Marnie called me, and I was on the road, wasn't I, with a transit deal? And I said, man, if I get home early enough and I can look, there's something I've been thinking about. And so I found it. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. So let's just open in prayer. Lord, we want your touch today. We can say a lot of words and say a lot of nice things, but your spirit needs to bring life to it, as Kirk was saying. There needs to be spirit in life so that we would change and become more like you, Lord, each and every day, more in your image, more useful to the kingdom and to those around us. And everyone said, amen, amen. So, the title is 10 questions to ask to make sure that you're growing. 10 questions to ask. One of the early explorers to the North Pole had all his instruments, and he was going across this white wasteland with just everywhere you looked, you know, you never saw a grove of trees, just another pile of ice. And he was walking and walking and had the people with him, and he was checking, something just, it wasn't coming out right. It looked like he was going the wrong way. When he was going this way, his instrument said he was going that way, until he finally figured out he was on a big floe of ice. So he was walking and pushing that way, but the whole floe of ice was going the wrong way. And so what we're going to talk about is being intentional in what we do. And I wanted to show you this because I'm a list guy. Okay? So on here are scrolls and scrolls of lists of things that I either want to know or research or remember. And so here's one that I did about around the beginning of 2024. Goals for 2024. How many would like to know what my goals are for 2024? Some are a little embarrassing. Some are good. The first one, just I cringe, a clear budget of our costs and income.
Years
of flying by the seat of my pants, and I'm going to try and do this. Okay, listen more for the Holy Spirit's direction. Lose 20 pounds. Now, I'm diabetic and take shots and stuff, so I'm on this quest to be as healthy as I possibly can be. At one time, when I was driving for Woodland, I weighed 278, and I weighed this morning at 222. But I would like to be about 180. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Steve. All right. Thank you, Steve. All right. Back to my list. Oh, okay. This is where I talked to some nurses ahead of time that I want their response. Regulate my blood sugar better than 80% on target. And they said? Yeah. Thumbs up. That's it? You want it higher? Huh? Oh, you're off doing. Exercise 3 or 4 times a week. I'm doing pretty good at that. I'm going up to the cardiac rehab. I signed up there. Read my Bible more, and we'll cover some things that will help with that. Consistently do stretches from physical therapy. I've got a sciatic nerve thingy-dingy going on, and So I go in there and they stretch and pull and exercise this and do that. And if we can strengthen this, then you'll stand straighter and you'll do this and you'll have more core strength. And it is getting better. But anyway, so how can we know that we're growing and heading in the right direction if we're asking 10 things to make sure that we're still growing? You know, in the natural, whether you're in school or working on a job, there's tests and evaluations and things to do to make sure that you're heading in the right direction, that you've learned or that you're making progress in what you're doing. Well, how do you do that in the spiritual? I was talking to a fellow one time, and he was talking about education and job and looking for retirement and so on. I said, well, let me ask you this. I said, so you went to school, you went to college, you have a career, you have some goals and to focus, some focus. I said, what are you doing to prepare for heaven? Now, we're going to live here 70, 80, 90 years or whatever, then we're done. And what's the standard answer that we hear? If you ask somebody, are you ready for heaven? Are you going to heaven? Well, I hope so. So we work and work and work and take tests and do all this stuff for living here for 70, 80, 90 years. And when it comes to where we're going to spend eternity, we hope it turns out all right. Does that seem a little odd to you? So that's not only for that person I was talking to, that's for all of us. Are we just hoping we're doing the right thing? Are we just hoping we're growing and heading in the right direction? Sometimes the transformation doesn't happen very fast. It takes time or a period of time. If you look at an oak tree, maybe this big around, and then you look at it again next week, boy, that sure hasn't changed very much. Month from that sure hasn't, but over 6 months or over a period of a year, it can be evident. All right, are you ready for number one? Flip. There it is. Are you more thirsty for God than ever before? The next slide. Flip. There it is. As a deer thirsts for streams of water, so I thirst for you, God. And as we were singing, you know, this morning, oh, to be in your presence. You know, Lord, what we really need, above all else, we need you. And, you know, boy, that sounds good. Ah, rah, rah. But what if you're sitting here and that isn't what your heart's saying? We talk about that and we say that, but you feel nothing. You go, How do we change that? How do we get to the go for it part of it? We ask the Holy Spirit to change us. You don't pray it once. You don't pray it twice. You pray it for the rest of your life. And as time goes on, things will change. Flip. Paul, late in his life. Now, he's been living and serving. First, he was persecuting Christians. God got a hold of his heart, changed him. Now, this is late in his life. Here's what he's saying. I want to know Christ and the power that raised him from the dead. I want to share in his sufferings and becoming like him in death. Then I have hope that I myself will be raised from the dead. I do not mean that I am already as God wants me to be. I have not yet reached that goal, but I continue trying to reach it and to make it mine. Christ wants me to do that, which is the reason he made me his. Brothers and sisters, I know that I have not yet reached that goal, but there's one thing I always do, forgetting the past, straining toward what is ahead. I keep trying to reach the goal and get the prize for which Christ called me through Christ to the life above. If that's Paul's prayer, if that's what Paul says, he hasn't arrived, then let's not beat ourselves up too much that we haven't arrived. However, words in there, press, strain, work toward the goal of. It's not passive. That's active. Number two, flip. Are you more and more loving? Thanks for those. All I could think was a little Valentine's hearts. Looked. Are you more and more loving? All right, flip. 1 John 4:7-12. Dear friends, we should love each other because love comes from God. Everyone who loves has become God's child and knows God. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us and his love is made perfect in us. When I had Marnie doing these slides and she sent them to me to look at, I thought, this just doesn't quite look right. We had John 4:7-12, and it just did. It wasn't matching up. And Marnie said, yeah, when I did that, I thought, but well, you know how my dad thinks sometimes. He might have a different way of coming to get a real good twist on that baby. No, First John, we got it together. How tolerant of you are you of others? If we're going to be more and more loving, do you give up your plans for others, or does it have to be your way or the highway? Here's a little zinger. Those stalled in selfishness are stuck spiritually. Go ahead, you can swallow, you know. Yeah. Wow. Flip. Am I more sensitive to and aware of God than ever before? Flip. In the same way, you should see yourselves as being dead to the power of sin and alive with God through Christ Jesus, putting to death the flesh to be alive in the Spirit through Christ. It's the invasion of the Holy Spirit in our lives. When we talk about, you know, ideas and things that we think are good, how do we get past just agreeing with it and actually making a change? It's the power of the Holy Spirit and asking him to help us make those changes. We're bombarded by radio, TV, phone signals, cell phones. So I thought, you know, I wonder for the normal average American how much time they spend hearing and being influenced by all these different types of media. I think Kirk talked about that once. Any idea hours-wise what the average person would be influenced by radio, TV, social media? Anybody want to hazard a guess, or you want me to just blurt it out? What'd you say, 7? Somebody else? It's more. Huh? 10's really close. 11-13. Avery, what was your guess that you wouldn't say out loud? 11. 11-13 hours a day. Not a week, a day. Now, we're being influenced by the world and by other people's ideas and by, you know, some is things we should buy or have or things we should do if we're going to be really cool. How many minutes, I'm going from hours now, 11 to 13 hours, how many minutes a day are we being influenced by Jesus and the gospel and listening to the Holy Spirit? It's quiet. 11 to 13 hours. Put on the gospel music, KCGN. get into your devotionals and Bible study. I've got two devotionals. One of them is like a Paul Harvey thing. This is a new one for this year. It's like the rest of the story. So the beginning part of it is just somebody's life just messed up, thinking nothing ever good's going to come of it. And then they end up being heroes and influencing a lot of people or the world. For instance, the one I read today was about, or maybe yesterday, Martin Luther King Jr. and how he'd rejected the word and everything because of some racial things that had happened, and then how he had gone back to it and how it changed his life and how many people that were influenced. Well, what day was Martin Luther King Day? Last week, Monday or something? That's probably... Here's what I found. This is a little rabbit trail. The older you get, when you say, I just did something like yesterday or the day before, it could have been 2-3 months ago. It seems like it was yesterday. Didn't I think it was maybe this morning's or yesterday's devotional? It was last Monday. Dear Lord. Okay. Be spiritually sensitive and to aware and aware. Are you noticing and choosing to enjoy the Spirit's promptings? Be intentional. Be intentional. Matter of fact, I wrote myself a note down here. After each one of these points, tell the people, say, I'll say be, and you say intentional.
Okay. I was like, I don't know that.
Be
intentional.
All right. So if I get done with a point and I don't do that, you just holler out intentional, okay? Because do you know what this is? Besides coffee, this is medicine. I tend to lean over the ADHD side of things. So the doctor says I self-medicate with coffee because that settles me down, where other people just amps them up. You know, people say, I can't have coffee past 10 in the morning. I say, well, I can't have coffee until 10 minutes before I go to bed. And that's because the cup's empty. Otherwise, I'd still be drinking it. Yeah. I don't know what that had to do with anything. Slide number four, flip. Am I governed more and more by the Word of God? Before Christ, we're governed by what we want. You know, it's me, me, me. That's what everything in the world tells you. Look out for number one. You be happy. You do what's good for you. After we're alive in Christ, our desire is or should be to be governed by His will. Flip. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for showing people what is wrong in their lives, for correcting faults, and for teaching how to live right. Using the Scriptures, the person who serves God will be capable, having all that is needed to do every good work. Good verses to memorize if you don't have memorized. This is New Century Version, by the way. If you say, that looks familiar, but that's not how mine reads. This is New Century Version, and I like it because it's written the way I like to think, I guess. Easy for me to follow and track it instead of going, why did they say it that way? All right. Showing people what's wrong in their lives, correcting faults, teaching us how to live right. Flip. Am I becoming more concerned with the physical and spiritual needs of others? Flip again. But the people learned where Jesus went and followed him. He welcomed them and talked with them about God's kingdom and healed those who needed to be healed. The people were intentional and were following Jesus because he had something they needed. Jesus and the Holy Spirit has something we need. We need his presence. We need his guidance. We need him to change us.
Intentional.
Thank you. I thought I got onto this one, and I forgot to do the B. Thank you. Better late than never, right? Thank you. All right. Who have you helped provide food and shelter or clothing or health needs lately? Just think about that for a second. I have an example that just happened a couple days ago. And it will show how you could respond either way. So I'm taking my dog out into the country for a run because somehow I've decided it's warm enough outside to go for a walk out in the middle of nowhere. And I get down to the end of the block, and the guy is out there with a little propane torch on the line to his fuel oil barrel. And he's an older guy, and I've tried to talk to him and establish some relationship, but there hasn't been much there. So I thought, well, you know, I got the dog loaded up. I'm going. I'm sure he'll probably get it. But I thought, man, that stupid little torch like that, that's going to take a long time. So I stopped, and I got out, and I went over there and said, hey, your line froze up. Yeah, I said, well, tell you what, it's probably, with that little torch, it's going to probably take quite a while. Let me go get my propane Nipco. I said, do you have an outlet here that I can plug into somewhere? Yeah, so then I went back home, got my propane tank and the Nipco and a couple extension cords, and I go over there. And then I thought, oh, how am I going to keep the heat kind of in there? So then I got cardboard and an old card table. So that if I set the card table up, it'll hold the heat down here and get it in there. So I go back and hook it all up and start it up. Well, sure enough, he had big chunk of ice. There was on the bottom of the tank, there's supposed to be like a drain lower than where the line came in that's supposed to all go, but it must have been enough ice that it filled that up and went up and plugged the other thing off. So pretty soon here comes this big hunk of ice out of there. So then he takes the filter off, and in the bottom of that is just a big chunk of ice. And so I took a plier and held that in front of my Nipco, and it didn't take very long for that chunk of ice to come loose. And so he put it back together, and I went back home and went on my way. And I was thinking, you know, I'm going to be talking on Sunday, and here I am, you know, come on, people, we got to change. We got to be willing to get involved. We got to do stuff. And I was sitting there by the thinking, should I just go? You know, he's not going to care if I don't stop, right? I mean, you know, you never know. Be willing to get involved. A sign of growth, seeing needs and getting involved to solve. Involved to solve. Be. All right, flip. I got so many things I got to remember. Holy macaroni. Am I becoming more concerned with the church and the kingdom of God? Flip. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, we're not going to hang on the husband love your wives part. We might hit that a little later. Right now, we're talking about how Christ loved the church, and we, as being Christ followers and part of the body of Christ, should really be concerned about the church. And what can we do, as they were talking about earlier, how can I be involved? How can you be involved to help grow and to do body ministry? There's so many that just think, well, you know, if I just slide into church once in a while, hey, that's good, you know. But we grow and we're changed by constantly hearing the word, touching base with other believers, finding out what they're going through and what's happening in their lives, by being intentional about that. We need to be together to be able to do that. I've had a number of knee surgeries, actually five. And when you have a knee surgery of any kind, and then you can't use it for a while, and then all your muscles atrophy, you only hurt one part of the body, but everything else suffers. Your fitness suffers, the muscles and other things in your leg. It might even affect your back because now you're walking funky, you know. We all need each other as part of the body. Flip are the disciplines. Oh, be. Thank you, choir. Are the disciplines of the church life becoming more important? Flip, 1 Timothy 4:7, but do not follow foolish stories that disagree with God's truth, but train yourself to serve God. How do we do that? God's word, fasting, prayer, worship, silence and solitude, learning, service, evangelism, journaling. Train. Are you in training? Are you in training? What kind of goals do you have for 2024? Are you getting anywhere on any of them? Truth be told, it should be an ongoing process all through the year. How many of us remember what we did January 2nd? You know? The Holy Spirit molds us as we discipline ourselves by doing what he asks us to do. Probably the most common reason for lack of spiritual growth is inconsistency with spiritual disciplines. The words "I'll try" are not sufficient. I'll do. Be. Yes. How are your personal disciplines? Do you have any? Have you ever made a list? Flip. Am I more aware of my sin? Does that seem like an odd one? R-I. Well, I say that. Somebody. That's my last. Yeah, I miss it because people ask, how are you? I say, I are fine. So. Well, isn't that? That looked perfectly normal to me. I are fine. Solomon, the more that he learned, the less he felt he knew and obeyed. One of the last things that Paul says, Flip, what I say is true, and you should fully accept it. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But I was given mercy, so that in me, the worst of all sinners, Christ Jesus could show that he has patience without limit. His patience with me made me an example for those who would believe in him and have life forever. As we draw closer to Christ and allow his Holy Spirit to work in us, we become more aware of the sin that's within us. Do we deal with it? Or do we do what the enemy likes to do, say, that's really a good thing, let's just do it later. We'll do it later. A lot of times the struggle of a new Christian is they become more aware of sin that it had never bothered them before. And so as a body, you know, as when we're dealing with people and you know, you ever ask the question, how are you doing? You know, is God showing you anything? Are you dealing with anything that you'd like prayer with or just like to talk about? That's body ministry. Be. Man, by the time I get to the end, I'm going to have this down. Flip. Am I more willing to forgive others? Flip. be kind and loving to each other and forgive each other just as God forgave you in Christ. This one can be a little heavy because forgiveness is one of the hardest and most unnatural things we do, especially if we think they did something on purpose or they don't care or how can they continually be doing this to me? It's really easy to happen in a marriage if we don't remain aware and deal with things when they come up instead of, well, put it off until all of a sudden you got this big mound and then there's some big blow up and then we hear the words like, you always, you know. Kathy, you don't ever tell me that, do you? You always? Because if you did, I guess I didn't hear it, but.
You would be saying, I don't always.
That's right. That's what I would, I do that, don't I? I say, no, I don't always. Maybe one time, not always. All right, flip. Matthew 6, 14 and 15. Yes, if you forgive others for their sins, your Father in heaven will also forgive you for your sins. But if you don't forgive others, your Father in heaven will not forgive your sins. Wow. If we refuse to forgive, the bitterness of hanging on to the wrong, real or perceived, will crush any growth that's trying to sprout in our hearts until we stop and deal with it. Are you still bitter or angry at someone, and this has been going on for 6 months or maybe more? If so, you've deceived yourself about making spiritual progress because you're stuck there. Be active, not passive. Deal with it. Be flip. Am I thinking more and more of heaven and being with Jesus? I think as we get older, that kind of gets natural. I tell people, you know, it's all the older relatives have passed away, and we're the ones standing on the diving board waiting for somebody to shove us off. We just don't know when it's going to happen, you know. Growth happens intentionally, not automatically. Like that explorer, we thought we're going somewhere and we're making progress, but we're actually drifting away. 11 to 13 hours, just keep that in mind. 11 to 13 hours influence every day. So, we can control what we listen to and what we hear. We can change what we listen to, what we hear. We can shut off things that we shouldn't hear to change that, but the percentage is still great. So we need to be having the ongoing all-day conversations with the Holy Spirit. Teach me, touch me, change me. Help me to be aware of circumstances. If I have a thought that's not godly, ding, ding, Lord, help me catch it and deal with it so that my thoughts are your thoughts. My actions are what you would want them to be. We need to have purpose and to evaluate and have benchmarks. Going in the right direction is more important than speed. I remember a quote that a fella said years ago. This is when I was working for Lowell, and I think it was on one of the TV programs. He says, my fear is not that I'll succeed, but that I'll succeed at something that doesn't matter. You know, we can push for stuff. Boy, is this really important? Is this something? Is it what God wants? You know? Who is it affecting in a negative way for me to get to this place? Is the Spirit leading and guiding me in that direction? Or isn't He? The best question isn't how quickly we're growing, as if with the yoke, but are you growing? Flip. It's hard to choose between the two. I want to leave this life and be with Christ, which is much better, but you need me here in my body. You know, and when we get older, when we start thinking about influence on people we've known, you know, for many years, that are watching us to see how we live, our kids, our grandkids, what kind of example are we to them? Are we being useful? Are we being intentional about inputting good things into their life? Be. All right, flip. Oh, there's a bonus question. I almost forgot. The bonus question. How did I miss that? Where is that? It's back here on this chicken scratch page right here. Ah. That's where the growth happens intentionally. And then ask your spouse or others, you know, if you really want to know. You let the Holy Spirit speak to you, but a lot of times the Holy Spirit uses people like Miller, Kathy over here, and Marilyn, or Stan to Marilyn, or Dave, Kirk to Marnie, Marnie to Kirk. Be willing to listen. You know, we always have a quick comeback answer if somebody comes against us with something. And, you know, honestly, some people don't know how to tell you something without just ticking you off. Huh? I mean, if we're going to be real, you know, there are people that can tell me something and I'll go, good point. And there are others, who do you think you know, just the way they say it. So when we are having communication with our spouse or others or trying to do a little correction, check the attitude at the door. Go in with love and go in with peace and go in with God's Spirit. Prepare ahead of time before you go on in there and say, Lord, you do that. All right, let's flip now and see what happens. Oh, okay, you can flip past that one. And flip past that one. All right, review time. I'm going to get it in, Kirk. But I had to flip a couple slides, you know. All right, just a little bit of review. One, am I more thirsty for God than ever before? Am I more loving? Not a bad idea. If you want to know what these are, you could take your phone out and take a picture like Kirk's doing. Am I more sensitive to and aware of God than ever before? Am I governed more and more by God's word? Am I becoming more concerned with the physical and spiritual needs of others? Am I becoming more concerned with the church and the kingdom of God? Are the disciplines of the Christian life becoming more important? Am I more aware of my sin? Am I more willing to forgive others? Am I thinking more and more of heaven and being with Jesus? And then ask your spouse or others if you're growing. I mean, let's choose to grow. Be intentional. If we grow, it'll manifest itself by us loving and helping others. I think, I don't know if it was Marnie or Kirk, somebody I was talking to about the, you know, the sign-up lists, things to do for people to be involved in the church. And you people are signing up. You're caring. You're being willing to be involved, and there will be more of you. Good for you. Yes. For being intentional. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, help us to be intentional about growing and about serving and about being more loving and more caring, more willing to be involved. Lord, to spend less time on worldly things and have more input by your Spirit and your worship and your word. May we intentionally take time to wait before you, to be in your presence, to listen to your voice as you speak to us. Lord, as we shared these things today, Lord, I just pray that your Holy Spirit would just sink into people's hearts where you want to work in them and make changes that will make them to grow and to feel more fulfilled. Lord, we know the closer we get to you and the more obedient we are, we sense the change in our own hearts and lives and spirits. Lord, we want to be more like you. We want your Spirit flowing in us. We want to be full of joy and compassion and love and caring in the Spirit that says, Lord, whatever you want me to do and do with me, please do it that may honor and please you. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen. Amen.